Building the church and school at Avondale. There are times when much is to be gained by a united, prompt, and persistent effort. The time for opening our school had been appointed, but our brethren throughout the colonies were looking for a postponement. They had waited long for the school to open, and were discouraged. There was much work yet to be done on the buildings, and our funds were exhausted. Therefore the builders said that the work could not be done at the appointed time. But we said there must be no delay. The school must be opened at the time named. So we laid the matter before the church, and called for volunteers. 30 men and women offered themselves for the work, and although it was hard for them to spare the time, a strong company continued at the work day after day till the buildings were completed, cleaned, and furnished, ready to be used at the day set for opening the school. When the time came for this meeting house to be built, there was another test of faith and loyalty. We had a council to consider what should be done. The way seemed hedged about with difficulties. Some said, "Enclose a small building, and when money shall come in, enlarge, for we cannot possibly complete at this time such a house as we desire." Others said, "Wait till we have money with which to build a commodious house." This we thought to do, but the word of the Lord came to me in the night season, "Arise, and build without delay." We then decided that we would take hold of the work, and walk out by faith to make a beginning. The very next night there came from South Africa a draft for £200. This was a gift from Brother and Sister Lindsay, of Cape Town, to help us in building the meeting house. Our faith had been tested, we had decided to begin the work, and now the Lord put into our hands this large gift with which to begin. With this encouragement the work was begun in earnest. The school board gave the land and £100. £200 was received from the Union Conference, and the members of the church gave what they could. Friends outside of the church helped, and the builders gave a part of their time, which was as good as money. Thus the work was completed, and we have this beautiful house, capable of seating 400 people. We thank the Lord for this house in which to worship Him. He understands all the strait places through which we were brought. When difficulties arose, Elder Haskell, who was superintending the work, would call the workmen together, and they would pray earnestly for God's blessing upon themselves and the work. The Lord heard prayer, and the house was completed in 7 weeks.